Folks, if you ever think about good guys maybe finishing last, there's one guy here, Ben Matsubu. You were a good guy, and you finished first, man. And congratulations on a big win down at Toho.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to do interviews with you guys down at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, you know, I guess the first thing is that a lot of people who follow the events, they look at the winner and they see you win some money and some of those kind of things. But the trials and tribulations of the event and friendships and some of the things that play into that, I know you have a very, very close friend in Takahiro Omori, who's just a great angler and a great guy. And he needed some points to get in the Classic, and you helped him out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, be honest with you, Takahiro and I really didn't know how quality fish that were on this area. I just know I got quick bites there in practice. I found this spot in the last 25 minutes, and I knew I could get at least, you know, 14, 15 pounds punching the matted grass and throwing the square bill, so I opted to go ahead and give him that spot for, you know, get him some fish for making the Classic.
Well, you know, you have had an experience, I think, probably unlike anybody that's been in the Elite Series. Number one, you had to re-qualify through the wild card, and you just went down and went to Harris Chain and just won the darn thing. And then now you've had, you know, not a Ben Matsubu year, but you've had a year that's been a little bit trying, but then at the last event of the year, you come in and win the big deal, and that's pretty nice for you, I would think.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was really disappointed going into the last event. You know, in the last 3 years, I've had up and downs, and I just can't figure out how to get in that middle somewhere. You know, you take a guy like Mike Iaconelli, he had a, you know, in his standards, it's a poor year, but he still made the Classic by finishing in those 50s and 60 spots. And I was either up in the top 30 or I was down in the lower 90s, and you can't make the Classic, and we strive to make the Classic. The win is a fantastic, I mean, winning is fantastic, but we always try to strive to make that Classic. I'm just not doing it in the last 3 years. It's just been a yo-yo 3 years, so hopefully this will give me the confidence to go out next year and then do a little bit better.
Well, now you've won two of these things. I mean, you know, your bankroll's a little better than it was when you went down there. And the other thing is, you know, your sponsorship lineup's pretty prestigious as well with Yamamoto and some of the others, Legend Boats and some of those.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, when I caught that big fish, it was incredible. I was going back to look at my live wells. They didn't sound like they were turning off, so I ran back there to take a look, and as I lifted the lid of one of the live wells, I felt a tick. Automatically, I set the hook. I didn't care, you know, I was too busy checking on those fish in the live well. I just set the hook, and when I set the hook, it felt like someone grabbed my rod and just held it down, and it was that big fish, which... You know, if you would have saw it at first come waller up, you'd swear it was a 10 to a 12 pounder. But when I lifted it, when I got it up, it looked like a tarpon. It was just so skinny. It was an old fish, and it was real fortunate because I fought that fish for 3 minutes. And when I got it up, the hook was way back in his throat, and the barb was not even buried in. That's how good my day went.
Well, you got to have those days, don't you?
You really do, and. I just felt fortunate. It was just a small 50-yard stretch of grass, and they're definitely using it for feeding periods, and you just had to weed through them. You just had to kind of wait them out and let them know when they're going to bite there.
Well, you know, besides the good guy with Takahiro Omori, Mary Delgado, who's the wife of Byron Velvick, she also was a beneficiary of your good guy deeds.
Yeah, I drew Mary, and, you know, I caught him good the first day with that crankbait, and I thought I could do it the second, but the fish were really finicky, and I believe Mary just threw at the right time, and she caught those bigger fish. So, you know, those days happen. I've had them happen two times this year, and, you know, I feel great for them, but, you know, we're fishing for $100,000. I was hoping maybe it didn't affect my win, but, you know, I like watching everybody catch fish. That's my whole deal.
Well, I guess I got to ask you, I mean, this is probably killing everybody that's listening to this program. Did you want to go back there and just take it back from her?
Well, you know, yeah, I did, but, you know, the day's over, so you can't. So there's no use. You can't call your mom and say, man, I want to go back in time. You know, you can't do it. So you just got to bleed it out and just, you know, put it in the back of your mind and go on from there and just think about tomorrow.
Well, you know, you think about it. I mean, you know, good guys do finish ahead. I think, you know, if you really look at the sport, you know, our sport is really got a lot of good guys and a lot of good people that are fishing. And, you know, sometimes you think, man, did I make a mistake by being a good guy? But ultimately it pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it pays off. You're known as a good guy. That's the good thing. I've talked to several of the top anglers. I'm not going to say names because their attitude is, once you get in the boat, you're by yourself. Nobody else is with you. They go with that mentality, and myself, I got another guy in the back. I got somebody in the back that wants to do well, that competes. They love the competition, so I strive to, let them have a good time. But a lot of these guys they just tell themselves, I'm fishing by myself, just disregard what's going on from the back of the boat. And, I'm just not that kind of person. I believe in, fairness. And if they catch them, it's your fault anyway. You're fishing too fast or throwing the wrong lure.
Well, let's reflect a little bit, okay? Now you've been doing this for a few years, and you've got a good group of sponsors, but now you've got a couple of wins under your belt. Does that help you with sponsors?
Yes, it does help a little bit, but I tell you, they really look for the guys that are going to the big show, the Classic. It's hyped up. They put a lot of money into it. There's a lot of people watching it, not saying that they're not watching the season, but there's a lot of people at the end of the show, the Classic, that are watching and they're paying attention to what's going on. The sponsors, they really go strive for that type of competition. But at the same time, if you do a couple good years and win one or two here, it definitely helps.
You're a left coaster that's a transplanted Texan now, you were telling me, and you look at, you've got a learning ground in Texas that's phenomenal, plus it's more centrally located for your travel, but, what are some of the things as a Texan now that you've been able to use out on the trail? Is there anything out there that you're able to do?
Well, being from the West Coast, sometimes they go to these lakes that fish deep, they're cold water lakes, and being from the West Coast, of course, that's an advantage, but, 75% of the time we're fishing shallow. I mean, I come to Texas, I'm going, man, why do we even have electronics here? I mean, if you in the springtime, if you're fishing deep, you're just wasting your time. I mean, it's deep here in Texas is 15 foot of water. To us in the West Coast is 35 to 55 feet. So, fishing here for the last couple of years has helped tremendously, and I talked to Rick Klun about it. He said, man, if you could figure out how to fish Toledo Bend, Sam Rayburn, you'd go just about anywhere.
Well, as you reflect on your season, you didn't have as good a season as you mentioned. You didn't make the Classic, but there's a lot of positives to be gleaned from that. And, you got the Elite Series coming up right around the corner again. Seems like it's a long way away, but it's really not. And you got to be prepared, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm ready for a nice week off and just relax, but at the same time, you got to prepare yourself for next year. You got to talk to your sponsors, or you got to do shows, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. But there's really no time off. You got to get your tackle ready, get your new boat, and man, there's so much going on. It seems like the time flies. But after about 30 days, when the season's over, you're ready to go again.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the boat. I a lot of people, it may be one of the boats that maybe some people don't know about, but it's getting great rave reviews across the country as Legend and down there by Mountain Home. And this boat is really a high-performance good boat, isn't it?
Yeah, it fishes well. It's a John Story boat. John Story made the Champion, the Stratos, and I believe the Javelin. The body style fits the rough water type structures, and the way I feel like it, to me, it runs a lot like a Champion, fishes a lot like a Ranger, and you just can't ask any better than that. And it's a new company, so we're getting better, and hopefully everybody realizes that even though it's a it's not a popular boat line, they're really making a difference out there as far as bass fishing.
Well, I've had the opportunity to be in the plant down there, and also I've had the opportunity to go through that boat with a fine-tooth comb, and it's very well built, no question about it. Now, Ben, I'm going to tell you something here. You talked about sponsors, and they want somebody in the Classic. If I'm going to sponsor somebody, I want somebody just like you, somebody that's going to go out, work hard. The school of hard knocks sometimes is hard, but if I got some sponsorship dollars, I'm going to put them into Ben Matsubu.
Oh, that sounds great. What about next year? $5,000.
it's right now we can just sign the deal right now.
There we go.
That sounds like a good plan. Well, congratulations on a great win. Thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio, and continued success, man. Just make it the easy way and just go out and win a few next year, will you?
I appreciate that, Terry. I appreciate that a lot.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.